Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, this is nice, Joe.
Yeah, we're always nice to...
One of our favorite people here.
Yeah, Cheryl Hack brings a lot of energy when she comes here.
Way too much.
The Executive Director of Connecticut Landmarks. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
She loves what she does. She loves what she does.
And she uses that term loosely. It is a busy summer for you, but it's always busy for you. You're not just busy in the summertime.
No, it's all year.
You got things going on 24/7, 365 days a year.
So this Thursday,
yes, ma'am.
Summer Sounds free concert.
Where?
In our beautiful Butler McCook Garden.
Oh, see, that's a great event. That's really good. That's right there. One the guy ran into coming down Cap Ave, but it's right there in the heart of town.
It is. And this Thursday will be jazz. Legendary jazz band leader and drummer Lewis Hayes, joined by Hartford native, who we all love, ooh, Desron Douglas.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty sweet.
See, there's a big garden behind the house, and it's kind of sunken. It's a great place, and it's nice and cool no matter how hot it
is. Bring your picnic.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring your drinks, and we'll have a really beautiful exhibit up by Stanwyck Cromwell, who will take us on a spiritual mindscape imagery.
Is that of the Cromwell? Journey. Is that a Cromwell of the Cromwell?
Actually, you know, Stanwyck was born in Guyana and he now lives in Bloomfield. Really interesting.
Good for him. Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
Really interesting.
I don't think there's a direct flights from Guyana to Bloomfield.
I believe so.
Now, Saturday, you have your vintage baseball game. And the name you were thinking of, by the way, Greg Martin.
Thank you. He was the guy who was really interested.
He was the guy who originated it, but now Connecticut Landmarks, thanks to Cheryl, have kept that tradition going.
That's great.
We're so excited. It starts at 11 o'clock at Ray's favorite place, which is?
Well, that, of course, would be Nathan Hale.
That's absolutely right. Nathan Hale Homestead in Coventry. We've got the Thames Base Ball Club versus the Woodstock Hilltoppers.
Ooh. Okay.
You can throw out the records when they play.
That's
I have that on good authority.
It goes back hundreds of years.
Now, do people come and watch the game, Cheryl, in vintage costumes, or do they just
Oh, that'd
come?
Be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. They sure can. Absolutely. And, you know, there'll be Cracker Jacks and ball game concessions and all the kinds of things to really make a great day with the family.
Wow.
Now, it's not free, but it's not expensive either. It's $10 per person.
Absolutely.
Do they play it the same way as they do now? Is it different, like three outs?
I think there's different. Well, I think there's always been three outs, but I don't know. That's the reason to go.
It's going to be educational.
Educational, and Ray, you got to watch your mouth. Cursing, fines, 25 cents.
You're done. You can't go. You know what? You know what you should do?
What?
You should just write them a check for $100.
Okay, let me do that. I've done that before.
And then that'll take care of it.
That'll clear it. Yep.
So.
And it goes to a good cause, too, right?
Well, it does. Seriously, I mean, all of these exhibits, it's like living history. And it is cool to go there because, you know, you're sitting here, like we're curled up in the bedroom on Saturday because it's so hot with the air conditioning. But I'm thinking about these guys. How did they, my God, there was nothing you could do. If you went out and cut ice in the winter, you might be able to save that and have refrigeration, maybe. But I mean, that was a tough life.
It was.
You know, it wasn't the easiest thing in the world. Anyway, go ahead, Cheryl.
Well, so we're really excited about vintage baseball, as we are about the New London Water Taxi. So don't forget, we have some amazing properties in New London, the Hempstead Houses, Joshua.
That's right.
And Nathaniel Hempstead Houses. And there's now a Thames River Heritage Water Taxi. And coming up on Saturday, July 20th, the taxi takes visitors around the various cultural and tourism destinations.
Port Trumbull, obviously.
Absolutely.
The New London Lighthouse, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
You get out there? On Altman did a thing on that on Fox. And, you know, it's important to note that we talk a lot about things going on in Hartford, but you just mentioned New London. This is Connecticut Landmarks. You do stuff all 169 cities and towns.
Suffield.
We do, and all the information about our season schedule and events and how to get tickets for ticketed events are at ctlandmarks.org.
Cheryl, talk about the Sundays on the Porch series. That seems kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So that's at our beautiful Phelps Hathaway House and Garden in Suffield.
Right, it's that's a lovely, the one.
Yes, summer house. You've been to the garden parties,
right,
that
and
we've
you do
had
it at Christmas.
Yes,
you decorate
yes.
especially there.
Yes, with the Suffield Garden Club. Absolutely. And so we have a Sundays on the Porch series where a whole series of different topics will be addressed in terms of historic gardening, historic houses. And again, the schedule is at ctlandmarks.org.
Okay. And so, you can join, by the way.
Join CT Landmarks.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be a good idea.
I'm a member.
Help support.
There you go.
Help support what goes on. Of everything that you've added or that's been added since you took over your position as the head honcho, what do you like the best? What's the one thing that maybe people don't know enough about that you can give a shout out to here?
So I want to give a shout out to the Bellamy Faraday House and Garden and Martha Hall Kelly's New York Times bestselling books, because I think a lot of folks in Connecticut who have read Lilac Girls don't necessarily realize that Lilac Girls is about Caroline Faraday, who gave Connecticut Landmarks the Bellamy Faraday House and Garden. And you can go and visit Caroline's house.
Now, where's that located?
It's in Bethlehem, Connecticut, just south of Litchfield.
Right.
And
and it's Connecticut. It's nothing's a long drive.
It's a daycation.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a daycation.
Oh,
daycation.
I like that.
Absolutely.
Because people in our state think Greenwich to Groton's a long drive.
Oh,
it's not.
God.
It's 2 hours. Yeah. Not in the summer. It might be a little more than 95.
Well, yeah.
But it's not. It's
here
in
East
bad.
Hartford.
So the most recent thing coming up is the baseball game on Saturday.
The baseball game. And we also have launched an escape room at Ray's favorite property.
Well, that'd
in
be
the brand
Hill,
new renovated Barnes.
Oh, see, last time I was out there, you had not finished it yet. Now it's finished?
Finished. Beautiful spaces in two barns.
And done in the traditional way.
Yeah. And we're calling it a puzzle room. And you can make reservations to come with your family and friends at ctlandmarks.org.
Can you get me the name of the person who created the escape room? Because I need an escape route from here someday.
Oh, shut up.
I'm going to give you that off the
air. Off
air.
Well, good. Yes, exactly. Always nice to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Website?
Happy summer.
Website
ctlandmarks.org.
Is? ctlandmarks.org. And remember, it is CT. It's the whole state.
Right. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.